Well, good evening, and welcome to Christian Baptist Church. If you're a guest or visitor with us this evening, a very special welcome and a warm and happy Merry Christmas from the congregation at Christian Baptist Church. Oh, I see we're ringing the bell. Wonderful. And there'll be angels singing shortly. It's wonderful. In your bulletin, we've got the order of service, and we're just going to flow through that order of service without any introductions. Thank you. I'm going to call upon Rose Amer to come up and start us with a call to worship.
Good evening. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 1, just one verse, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, and on whom His favor rests. We are gathered here in the sight of God in this time of worship to remember the holy incarnation, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is time to turn off the cell phones, turn off the pagers. It's even time to put a duct tape on the face of our watch. It's Christmas Eve, and time is standing still for a moment. It is the time, maybe the only time of the year, when here and now drift away, and we fall under the spell of story time. Tonight we are both here and on a lonely hillside outside of Bethlehem. Tonight we are with each other, friends and family, relatives, returning students, relatives coming from far away, and we are also with the Magi, the three kings, on a journey, and such a hard time of journey. Tonight, we listen to our choir, and we listen to choirs of angels. A whole heavenly host of angels we have heard on high. Tonight, like every night, is new, a never-happening-before moment in onrushing time. And yet, we have been here before, done this before, told this story before, and heard it before. There is a way that the story we tell tonight is always happening. Birth and death. Weary travelers with no places to stay. Babies born, sudden signs of grace and glory and surprising generosity. The past and present are closely woven together tonight. And we sense the presence of our own eternal selves, our souls, perhaps with our everyday selves tonight. Come, it is Christmas Eve. Let us worship together. Let all faithful come together and joyfully worship our newborn King. May God this day lighten the darkness of our lives so that we too can sing Gloria, Gloria. Let us worship together.
Good evening. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever.
Tonight, we reflect on the names given to this child born in such humble dwellings. He was given many names. Each one points us to an aspect of the character of God. Of all the names he has been given, the one the world needs most is Prince of Peace. For we pray that there may be peace in our hearts and peace in our world. But we know that there can be neither unless it comes by him who is called the Prince of Peace. His name is wonderful. May we always be caught up in the wonder of Christ. He's called Counselor. We can go to him with all our cares. He's called Mighty God. There is nothing beyond his reach or control. He's called Father, for we are his children. He's called Prince of Peace. May the peace of God reign in our hearts.
Where do our lives reflect this glory of Christ? Do we worship him in awe and wonder? Do we cast all our cares upon him? Do we put all of our faith and trust in him? Do we honor him as childs honor their mother and father? Do we live in peace with our neighbors?
Christmas is a time for deep reflection as we ponder that Christ gave up the glory of heaven to come to earth as one of us.
The Messiah, the Christ, has come. We are a redeemed people. We receive our salvation
through Christ our Savior.
The hope of the world is the King of Heaven. The world has waited in hope for this day. Lord Jesus, come and live in our hearts. The Prince of Peace offers peace to a broken world. We welcome the Prince of Peace into our hearts. We are filled with rejoicing at his coming. Our hearts are filled with joy as we invite him into our lives. We will open our hearts and receive with joy the King of Heaven, the Son of God, who has been given for our salvation.
Will you try the patience of God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. And now from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
From Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have the child of her, in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
A reading from Luke 2:1-7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
We're reading from Luke 2, verses 8 to 14. And then there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Let's go to Bethlehem. We'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, good evening. Hey, good evening. Merry Christmas to everybody. It's wonderful to see you here again tonight. And as Rose, in our call to worship this evening, she mentioned something. She said a little phrase. She said, "We've heard it before." We never tire of hearing this wonderful story of the birth of Christ, do we? Or we shouldn't. We shouldn't. And we have heard it all before. And if you don't mind, I'm going to ask a couple of questions to see if we were actually listening tonight. If we were actually listening to the stories tonight. How many scripture readings were there tonight? A lot, yeah. I was looking for like an integer number. Eight. Eight passages of scripture were read this evening. Okay, skill testing question. Okay, pay attention now. Harder question coming up. Harder question coming. How many people read this evening? starting with Rose, to the Advent candles, and to the passages. How many people stood up and read this evening? Close. Who said 12? There you go. There you go. Candy cane. Pass one down. Someone says 13? Who said 13? It's close. Now here's the skull-testing question. Here, you can have a candy cane, just because you're you. Don't worry, I won't run out. Okay, question number 3. Here's the question. In all the readings tonight, how many miracles were there? Would I ask the question if there was only one? What's a miracle? Define a miracle. That's a particular miracle. Define the meaning of the word miracle. What's the meaning of the word miracle? Something beyond human capacity, a spectacular event that no human being could replicate or duplicate, no matter how hard he or she tried. Something that has to come from God. Okay, what was the first miracle we read of this evening? How about prophecy? How about 700 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Isaiah starts to talk about it. Actually, it goes all the way back to Genesis, where it was mentioned that there would be a savior. Prophecy is a miracle. Men carried along by the Spirit of God are able to write down things that happen hundreds and hundreds of years later. So prophecy, Micah 5:2 actually names the place. 500, 600 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Micah names Bethlehem, the city of Bethlehem, the town of Bethlehem, as the place where Jesus was to be born. That's a miracle. Anybody get the town of Bethlehem? Oh, you did. Someone got the town of Bethlehem. Here we go. Now, pay attention. There's lots of candy here. Lots of candy. Lots of candy. All right? If you get the questions right. So, prophecy. And what was another miracle that was there in the story? The virgin birth itself. A young woman could conceive just by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you turn this up and get a little bit more gain on it? Because I'm like, it is? Oh, it is? It's loud for you? Okay, all right. Okay, now, there were visitors that came and spoke to people. What are they called? Who? What was it? Yeah, no, who was it came and gave messages? Who are the messengers? The angels. There we go. Just because you're special. Just because you're special. One for Ryan. One for you. There we go. Okay. I have a tin full here too as well, so we won't run out. Angels came. How many times did angels come? Tons of times. All throughout Scripture, we've got messengers from God, messengers from heaven, coming down and speaking to people. Miracles from heaven coming to earth. An angel came to Joseph in a dream, telling him to take Mary as his wife. What was the name of that angel that came to Joseph in the dream? Who said Gabriel? Oh, well, don't have another candy. Sorry, Dad. An angel also came and spoke to Mary, but this time not in a dream, but face to face. What was the name of that angel? What was the name of the angel that came and spoke to Mary? It was the same angel, an angel Gabriel. There we go. It wasn't a trick question. Who else did an angel or several angels come and visit? The shepherds. You've got candy already. Cheryl. There we go. The shepherds, hosts of angels came down, spoke to the shepherds. Happens every night, right? We often see that, don't we? With angels hanging around, talking to people. These are miracles surrounding that wonderful story. We tend to get focused on the one. It's a very important one, the virgin giving birth. But there are lots of miracles. Now, what about that story about Caesar and the census? Is that a miracle? God intervening in human affairs, the sovereign God of heaven. Do you think it was just coincidence that there just happened to be a census at that time, just when Mary was about to give birth, and they just happened to go to Bethlehem? What was it? What's it called? A miracle. Well done. No, more candy, Dad? No more candy. Yes, oh, okay. Make sure everyone gets some. Who was it here? Someone up here said it was a miracle. I nearly got you, didn't I? Yeah. Oh, can't put them there. I'm not putting them there. Sorry, I nearly hit your head. So no, it was not a coincidence that Caesar Augustus caused the census at that time. God called the census. He just used Caesar Augustus to do it for him. God needed Mary from Nazareth down in Bethlehem at that particular moment in time. God made it happen. That's a miracle. Was it just coincidence that Bethlehem was full at that time and that there was no place for the baby to be born? No, God orchestrated that. God orchestrated that. Because there really is no fit. It's a miracle, that's right. It's good. Can you spell miracle? There is no suitable place for the Prince of Heaven to be born on earth. He certainly wouldn't come and be born in a palace. Okay? But there is one place, and we're going to get to that in a moment. There is one suitable place. So that's all just in today's reading. Prophecy, virgin birth, visits from angels, God ordering the affairs of man. Miracles. Miracles, miracles, miracles surrounding this time, this date, this event that we're celebrating. What about the other stories that surround the birth of Jesus? Okay, well, yeah, gonna get to that. What about just before that? Anybody heard of a man called a priest called Zechariah in Luke chapter 1? What happened to him? Okay, Zechariah was a priest. He was in the temple. Okay, doing his priestly duties, and what happened? He did, but do you know why? Because he didn't believe. What did the angel say to him? He said his wife was going to have a baby. And what's so spectacular about a man and wife having a baby? Yeah, but what? No, trust me, it's not a miracle. Trust me, a man and a wife can have children. What was special about them? She was barren, and the scripture very quaintly says they were along in years, meaning they were old. They were past childbearing age. Okay? And the angel speaks to Gabriel, and he gets, what happens to him? Gabriel speaks to Zechariah, and what happens? He can't speak. He's struck dumb. Is that a miracle? Who said he was struck dumb? Oh, God. Yeah, it's another miracle. He was struck dumb for the time his wife was pregnant. and then his wife was pregnant. That's another miracle. Another miracle, that's right. Now, you mentioned the Magi from the east, searching for king, the king of the Jews that was being born. What and how did they find their way to Jerusalem? Was that a miracle? Who said star? Here you go, Janet. Have some more candy. Who else said a star? Cheryl did. And Nadia did. There we go. So another miracle. And then an angel appeared to Joseph again because something was about to happen because of the birth of the king. What did the angel say to Joseph? He said, take her away to Australia, right? He did say that, but that was before that. The baby has been born. An angel appears to Joseph and says, take her away to where? Where? You have to speak up. Sorry, no, not Nazareth. Where? Egypt. Who said Egypt? Who else said Egypt? Tammy did. Very good. Take it to Egypt. I heard a story. About this. There was a school teacher was asked her children, young children in the class, to draw a picture about something about the Christmas story. And most of the children, of course, drew pictures of stables and sheep and shepherds and things like that. And what's your name? Jacob. There we go. You got a candy. So most of the kids drew pictures of stables and sheep and camels and shepherds, but little Johnny didn't do that. He drew a picture of a jet plane, passenger jet plane. Okay. And the teacher says, very nice, Johnny. What's that all about? He said, well, that's the flight to Egypt. He says, and there's little faces in the windows. And the teacher says, well, who are all those people? And he points to one. He says, well, that's Joseph. And that's Mary. And the little face there, of course, was Jesus. And the teacher says, well, who's that face at the front of the plane? And he says, oh, that's Pontius, the pilot. Yeah, even my son is shaking his head at that. So this whole story, we focus in on the virgin birth, and that's so important. That is so important. But this whole story is surrounded by miracles. God didn't just step in with Mary. He stepped into the whole working of the human race. He stepped right in and just said to humans, you're on hold for a moment. I'm in charge right now. And he just did miracle after miracle after miracle to make this event happen. To show his love for us, he suspended all of the physical laws, if you like, of the world that he created, and he stepped right in and made miracle after miracle after miracle. Now let's go back to that empty inn, and there being no room for the baby, no room for the King of Heaven. So he's born in one of the dirtiest places that could be found. The world was not ready for him. The world didn't accept him. Both the religious leaders and the government leaders eventually rejected him and had him killed. So nowhere on earth was it possible for the King of Heaven to find a place. But if your heart is willing today, another miracle can happen. If your heart is willing today, another miracle can happen. This Christmas. If you're willing, the King of Heaven will come and take up residence in your heart. if you are willing to be moved, if you are willing to receive, and not be like the world 2,000 years ago who rejected, if you are willing, you can make room in your heart for Jesus. The question is, will you make room for him tonight in your heart? Let us pray. Father God, you moved heaven and earth to bring about the birth of Jesus. Miracle after miracle. And there was no room for you. So Lord, here tonight, maybe for some for the first time, for others a repeated time, we open our hearts. We welcome you, Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you into our hearts. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We invite you in to be Lord of our lives. We submit to you as our King. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming on that Christmas day, and thank you for coming again tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If I could have the ushers come forward to take up the Christmas collection. If you are a guest or a visitor with us today, please feel no obligation. This is our congregational offering, and if you're visiting with us today, there is no obligation for you to contribute. Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks and praise for this glorious night, for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, may he be born again in our hearts. We now return to you these, our tithes and our offerings. Lord, we pray you will multiply them, and we will use them appropriately and diligently for your kingdom work. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of Christmas dwell in your hearts, not just today, but throughout your days. Go in peace tonight, knowing the Lord loves you and would dearly wish to take up residence in your heart. Go in peace. Amen. And would someone go ring that bell? Hey, kids, go ring the bell. Go ring the bell. Go ring the bell.